because I won't have that without you take a jar of cucumber honey.
I never heard of
it. So, I told him I'd be glad to see him. So, and I didn't know until that time, I knew that I had learned to have the fee of orange sugar for the help. I could tell the difference. So I was very particular when I had orange sugar to have the bees. So he would plant cucumbers way back after in that very country where there wasn't any trees, there wasn't any place for bees to have a home. That way there wasn't any bees out there. But he would care bees. He'd take, say, plant 10 acres of cucumbers. He'd care four or five hives of bees and put them out by cucumber patch. Well, he'd make cucumbers, but they would pollinate at the cucumber patch. And I learned a whole lot about that honey exchange that way, besides having some good honey to eat. The honey had, it was just like any other honey, except it had a little bit of a bitter twang to it, and it was good, and I liked it, and I thought about it a mighty lot of time. And things like that, they play a part. And what the people are trying to do, you know, a lot of people don't know anything about it.
Talk about that land and
everything,
though. If people got any name around here for land that's, say, part clay and part sand?
Yeah, they call that these people that they have that, they call it different loam.
Yes.
And they've got different names for the different sections of the country. And there's some of it's sandy land, some of it's loam soil, some of it's clay soil, and some is a sand soak. Now, what most people call it a sand soak land is land that is not clay but a hard land up near the top of the soil. Oh, anywhere from right up at the top of the ground to 6-8 feet below. But it seems that this hard band, it's a mixture of iron, rock, and sand, clay mixture, but it's real hard. And it's hot enough that the water won't soak through it, right? And if it's a little bit wet weather at all, it'll be wet all the way to the top. And at the same time, the moisture don't come up through that, and it gets terrible dry. And that's what kind of soil we have here, and what we call sands of land. And now on the way you could grow anything in that would be, which don't very often happen, but once in a while we'd have a season through a growing season long enough there'd be just the right amount of rain to keep the proper moisture there.